Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Randy Engston.
He's back.
The new daddy.
Yes, sir.
Good job,
dude. 3 weeks, man. He's awesome.
3 weeks, and he's sleeping. That's the kicker. That's the
kicker. He's doing well.
Nice. Congrats.
Thank you.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Welcome to the club.
It's exciting.
The new chapter.
Yeah.
The new chapter. Right on. So, you know, this is the time of year you start looking at ads. You start looking at shopping. I'm actually showing up in, like, Best Buy last night. Like, I'm just in, you know, it's the holidays coming up, and you start getting bombarded, you know, by all the retailers.
Well, like we say, consumers are conditioned to be buying right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we just kind of wrapped up Black Friday and some really good results here, as well as many of our clients in all of the gyms. But, you know, this episode's funny because on stage probably 3 years ago at Grow Summit, I really made a hard point to talk about the benefits or the advantage the fitness industry has by having recurring revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because there's all these businesses out there that are trying to get to where we are. Okay. And if you look at other businesses like a restaurant, for example, or a hotel, if they don't make money or make a sale today, they're not making money today, right?
Correct.
Like, whereas the gym, for example, I've got, and I just saw one of our clients that signed up at our grand opening 15 years ago. We made that sale then.
Yeah.
And she's continued to pay over 15 years, right? We didn't. Obviously, if we hadn't been doing our job, she would have left and everything else. You know, you can argue you have to make a sale every single day. But the transaction happened way back then.
Yeah.
And she's still here as a client and an amazing person, right? And it's funny because all these other industries have tried to and done successfully more and more.
Yeah.
Get onto a reoccurring subscription model because they know how important that is for a lot of reasons we'll get into. But it's funny because there's a line in the sand in this industry where some people focus on recurring revenue and others focus on getting the sale.
Yeah.
And you see it in the gurus and the marketing plays and the hooks and the challenges out there and the gyms that kind of gravitate towards those, going for this home run, try to get the money now. Let's sign them up now. You know, I don't know if they'll be here in a year. There's all my thoughts all around that model versus what we preach is recurring revenue, growing your delta every single month, growing that recurring revenue so that next month you don't even have to make a sale because your base operating expenses are covered by the sales you had made previously.
Previously, sure.
And we've got some amazing success stories from a lot of our clients. Give you one example. We were just talking about him yesterday. Chase.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Chase Morlock, great guy, started in our business accelerator program, sitting around 14, 15 grand a month. Had a lot of things going on, had a partner and all this other stuff going on. Fast forward 18 months.
Yeah. It was the end of last year or so. Yeah. Okay.
18-ish months. He's joined our Iron Circle now and, you know, he's hitting $50,000 in recurring revenue.
Yeah.
And his life's changed and his business has changed and his problems have gone away for a lot of the, you know, the things that you used to have, but he's got new sets of challenges, just like any other business, you get into another level. But the kicker is he doesn't have to make a sale in December and his bills are going to be paid. Obviously, right. If he doesn't lose anybody, right?
Yep.
You got to keep people retention and everything else. And I thought it was really funny because I was getting hit by ads just like everybody else. And I saw, Walmart Plus membership.
I mean,
what do you mean a retail store's got a membership? And then Target Circle. And sure enough, I was in Best Buy last night trying to get my daughter's, Wi-Fi driver reinstalled somehow or whatever, network driver. And are you sure you on her Best Buy membership plan? I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you even get for that? What does it cost? What is the thing? Well, you get all these benefits. And so it's funny because every other industry is trying to come to where we are, and we've been here. Yeah. Yet, so many owners, operators throw that advantage out the window when everybody else is trying to get to where we are.
You know, as you're talking through that, one of the big, I mean, obviously, subscription model has really taken off over the last few years. I would say the biggest driver of that was probably Netflix. Of everything else, like the way that they did and introduced a subscription model changed the way that whole industry has been done. I mean, we can go from, remember Redbox?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster Video, right? Like all of these, you know, when the subscription model came around for access to movies,
yep.
It put out the single service, single purchase, and it's done it actually in a much bigger, had a much bigger effect than just, you know, some of those retail stores like a Redbox or those types of things. I heard an interview the other day with Matt Damon, and they were talking about why don't we have big Blockbuster movies anymore? Because movies don't go to a theater and they don't spend 6 months in a theater and then go to DVD, and that's where they made all their money.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So now everything's created to go short-term in theater, go right to a streaming service.
Yep.
And so they have to pump
and
out
exclusives with those streaming services.
But the revenue is part of that long-term win back, as opposed to boom, here's our money up front and box office sales.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, and I never thought about it that way, right? Because like,
well, it's not our industry.
But if you think about movies lately, like they kind of suck in comparison, right? Like you could tell that they aren't putting the same level of production and value into these massive blockbuster hits, because what he was saying is it's now taken the whole organization years to see the same revenue that it was initially.
Yeah.
But I guarantee that they figured out that they're still going to make more money with that over time. And that goes back to the subscription factor. And so you see it, you saw the effect of how fast Redbox went out when Netflix went to one flat fee, you know, per month and home access, as opposed to like shipping you a DVD and all those types of things. But all of that's the advantage, like you're saying, to what we already have as a fitness business.
Yep.
And everybody's still playing over here. Or, you know, many gyms are still trying to play.
They're playing over in the paid in full.
Yep.
And it's wild because we just did Black Friday, and part of the offers for a lot of folks were paid in full. So mm-hmm. It's like you buy 6 months or a year up front. And we made it a point not to send that to our current membership base. Okay. So we don't want to cannibalize our current EFT, our current monthly recurring revenue,
sure.
for that number one reason. And I remember back when I was in the sales seat, and somebody would say, hey, can I get a discount for paying in full? And I would say, no. They would be blown away. Everywhere else does. I go, we don't want it. I don't want your paid in full, and I definitely don't want a discount. I'd rather have you on this small monthly payment at the time, monthly payment for the long term. I didn't tell them that. I just said, we just don't offer it. We don't offer discounts. And if the only way that they would sign up with us is a paid in full, I'll take it. I'm not going to say, no, we won't take your money.
But it's at full value.
It's at full value. You're just going to pay the monthly rate times 12. Okay. And a lot of them said, okay, no problem. Or some of them would just go back, hey, I'll just do the monthly. Because I would rather, and this is a line in the sand. There's people even in our inner circle that would argue with me all day long against that fact.
Yep.
Well, you don't know. You can't guarantee. Of course we can't guarantee. No, nothing's guaranteed. I don't know if I'm going to show up tomorrow, right? You know, I could tell you without a shadow of a doubt, our long-term lifetime value of our clients is over 3 years.
Yep.
I'll take that chance.
Yep.
I'll take that chance. Now, why is a model like ours, semi-private, in many of the gyms that we coach, semi-private, had this long-term lifetime value of clients versus Orange Theory or some of these, you know, Barry's Bootcamp, whatever, that they have these 3 month life cycles and we have 36 or 38 month life cycles. Well, it comes down to many things, and it might be another topic for another show. But when we realized really quickly that the lowest paying clients were staying the least and the highest paying clients were staying the longest, and the service line in the sand was large group training for the lowest paying clients, the younger demographic versus an older demographic and more high touch. Semi-private, it was an easy decision. And I spoke to this at the pre-con in Chicago it's the day that we had the epiphany. It was 9.8 versus 36.2. That's months.
It's not even close.
And it's not even close for the times, but it's not even close for the money they were spending per month either. So it was like a double whammy. It was like the easiest decision I ever had to make, the hardest to implement.
Sure.
Easiest decision. Like on paper, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Large group training has to go.
Yeah.
Guys, large group training is dead on all levels. Okay. And if you're still playing in the large group training only model, the time's ticking. The time's ticking. You got people closing in on you from every level. Every new franchise or new model of fitness you see in today's market in the last 10 years has been large group training model. There's very few. Our friend Rick's doing it with the semi-private or personal training model. So it's easier to get into for the large group. It's easier to fulfill. It's cheaper. It's a volume play.
It is. Yeah.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
But to your point, what people don't realize is, yes, it might seem easy if your scope is, what is this doing for me? How easy is it to sell somebody? You don't know the long-term retention rate yet, right? You're opening up a business. You're like, oh, I can sell anybody at $150 a month. Well, sure. So does every one of the 12 gyms that are 5 miles from you doing to the consumer almost the identical same thing. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, does it have its pros when it comes to low cost, easy sell, all of those things? Absolutely. At the expense of massive competition.
At the expense of lifetime value, at the expense of a stable, business model, a lot of things. You know, we've put our flag in the ground and we'll keep throwing that flag in the ground. Semi-private is the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is. Yes, can you do big revenue numbers in a large group training model? Yeah, but I would argue, or I would want to maybe pull the curtain back and say, how much of that is paid in fulls, challenges, one-time offers, low barrier offer, front-end plays, ancillary products versus a membership base that's reoccurring at $1 million a year with no other services in that number?
That's what I think a lot of gym owners fail to really grasp for themselves is they see the revenues and even if they're comparable, even if it's possible to do it with large group, you're not really grasping what it takes to get there, right? The juice being worth the squeeze type of thing. You can make $1 million in any one of those models. How to get there is entirely different, right? And you speaking to the numbers of semi-private, it also speaks to the systems that run it, what it takes to create that type of revenue consistently. You know, we're not jumping through hoops and coming up with different challenges multiple times a year. It's a wash, rinse, repeat. Like you walk in this business and it runs and it operates just like a Starbucks or McDonald's type of process. I have never seen that consistency in any large group model because there has to be something.
Some whiz bang.
You have to be grasping at straws, changing hooks, trying to bring something unique and different to the marketplace to really, differentiate yourself from competition because the service itself doesn't. And that takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of time and effort from an owner usually to come up with all of those things. And if the goal is to have a business that runs crisp, clean, grows, can do all of that stuff without you having to be the one coming up with all that stuff every month, why are you putting yourself in that seat?
Yeah, I'm not interested in it. I mean, we used to do it.
Sure.
I mean, hell, 2015, 8-9 years ago, you would see us throwing some, especially when we were marketing for all these gyms, we'd have to come up with all these different offers.
Yeah.
But even with all the offers, even with all the names and the whiz-bang tactics around the summer slim down or Memorial melt or all of these things, if you were to peel back or take the makeup off of those offers, they were always trials. We always preached to the trial being the same service as though what you offered in your membership base. Whereas most of the things you see in today's marketing hooks are some giant production around the delivery of this thing, challenge, call it whatever you will. And then when they convert to a member, it's a completely different service category, different offerings, different, you know,
deliverables,
different deliverables. So even then, you know, 9 years ago, you know, take all the gray hair off of me, everything, I still had brain power that said, it doesn't make any sense to give them one thing and then switch them into something else. Why don't we just give them a short-term taste test of what we offer in our regular memberships in a trial format and call it an X, call it a challenge, call it whatever you will. But it was so much cleaner and your systems didn't break.
We saw it from the calls that we got from you know, interested gym owners that were like, okay, well, you know, I'm interested in what you're doing. I see you're getting success for everyone. What do I have to sell? What does my training look like when I'm working with you? What does my nutrition program have to be for this program? And we're like, what are you doing already? Like, we're going to put the lipstick on the pig. We're not going to just tell you to go sell a different pig. You know what I mean? Like, that's the difference. Gym owners are changing their internal business to meet the marketing efforts somebody else is presenting to them.
Yeah, it's backwards. It's one of the biggest frustrations we had.
Yeah.
And gym owners, you shouldn't tolerate it. You should not tolerate a marketing agency telling you how to train your clients or what nutrition plans or how long to do anything, because that's what's working now. I have a slide in my last presentation on Grow Summit. Never compromise your values for what's working now.
Sure.
And I can't say that loud enough, because I see gyms get burnt to the ground. I mean, the biggest launch company in the marketing space for years has burnt more gyms down.
Oh, for sure.
Than I've ever met. Like, I don't know. I don't know if we've burnt any gyms down ever. I mean, sure, there's been gyms that didn't work out or whatever it is. They didn't get great results or you know, nobody's 100%. But we didn't close a gym because of what we did. We didn't burn them to the ground. Nobody hates us. It's just a weird industry that we're in, you know? And so I guess really what I'm trying to say here is the point of this is we've got this great advantage of this recurring revenue. Don't throw it away for what's working now, some whiz bang offer, some just get the money paid in full because you've got some NLP sales tactic that somebody's taught you to tap, you know, tap your pen and circle a thing as you're saying and nodding in your head to when you're talking to the consumer, and having a fake stack of contracts next to you because this is the thing that you need to do and we'll take the money now. Don't compromise your values for this tactic. It's just greasy.
It is.
It's just greasy and slimy, you know? So
I think I think a lot of gym owners find themselves in a place of desperation. And that's why they're making desperate choices. And I can understand that, right? But at the end of the day, you know, there's, we say kind of you choose your heart, right? Choosing your heart is having to come up with some of these different hooks and challenges and all these things multiple times a year and try to grasp something that might work this, you know, that has to work in order for us to get our bills paid type of thing. When if you applied half that attention towards the systems of your business and understood the marketing of how to market what you're actually selling, you fix that problem once and that business builds upon itself for the rest of the time.
It's a little slower.
Sure, absolutely.
It's a little bit grindier.
You know, we're not looking for 50, 150, 300 members this month. And if that's where your gym is and you need that, you have a lot more to fix than your front end, your marketing. And my challenge to gym owners is, you know, if you have a business, if you find yourself doing paid in fulls because you literally will say, well, I can't guarantee that they're going to be here in 6 months. How about you go work on your retention? How about you go work on your delivery of your service? How about you fix the product you're selling so that you have no question that somebody wants to be there in 6 months, 12 months, a year and a half, you know, and beyond.
Yeah,
that's where the problem in your business lies, not in the marketing.
Yeah, that's what we focus on in our accelerator program is that.
We're speaking to it.
The other
tomorrow.
Thing is the other. Perfect. the other thing that guarantees somebody won't be there in 6 months is the hook you're bringing them in on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why the challenge mentality, the 6 week X, the 12 week X, the 4 week X, anything you put a date on, somebody's coming in with that as the end. Completion.
Yeah.
That's the finish line for them before they even start.
Yep.
So when they get to 6 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever your hook is, they're already like, they've already made plans for what they're doing next week because they're going to They've already decided the ending.
It's like walking into the, there was a comedian that did that. He walked to the gym, like the real fit guy's like, you know, he's in the gym with him and he's like, bro, what are you doing here? Like, you did it. Congratulations. Like, you accomplished it. You won. Move on. Like, leave.
Yeah.
That's what that challenge mentality does, right? When you sell your consumer 4 weeks and lose, or 6 weeks, lose 20 pounds, that's all they're thinking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When we talk about the lifestyle client, when you're introducing, hey, you want to stay active, you want to move without injury and pain and longevity and all these things, we're speaking to those benefits. We're not attracting somebody with a short-term goal and a short-term mindset. We're attracting somebody who wants and understands fitness is going to be part of their life moving forward.
Yep, perfect. Guys, if you want to get a business or build a business that can run without you, that has recurring revenue, that's well in excess of your base operating expenses, you must sell recurring memberships, long-term lifestyle clients, have your delivery systems and your product at a top quality, so you can keep those folks for 36, 15 years, whatever it is. And that's how you build a business that you're not scrambling every month. You're not trying for the paid in fulls and you're building up that delta. Guys, go to trackyourdelta.com if you want that training on the delta. That's the one KPI I care about here at my gym. When I get what's our delta, that's all I care. Did we grow our recurring revenue? Because if you do that enough times and enough months in a row, you'll be in a different place in a couple months, 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, look at Chase, right?
Yeah.
Look at Chase, 18 months. He's got basically 4 gyms in one. He's 4X'd his business.
Think about
it. And it wasn't any challenge or whiz bang hook. It's just a different model, better pricing structure, better marketing, better automation, better systems. He's just in a new, level. So hopefully that helps you guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.